I'm still really in it. And so I was just really fragile this night as well. Like I didn't even want to go because I just felt really in my feels this particular night. And I went and I just allowed myself to be a mess in the most beautiful way. And I allowed myself to be showered in love, and I allowed myself to cry, and I allowed myself to receive the kind words that each of these women were saying to me. And I allowed myself to hug them after and to just bawl. And it felt so good.
Welcome to the Body Forward Podcast. I'm Kenzie Burke, your host. I am devoted to living a life that is full of transformation. Like a snake, shedding layers, coming back home to myself and remembering who I really am. I have found that the answers we are often looking for, the freedom we seek to feel, the creative energy we desire, the confidence we would like to embody, is not something outside of us, but within us. Our bodies are full of wisdom, remembrance, liberation, and it is here on this podcast where I share my personal journey and conversations with my mentors, friends, and others who are aspirational in living a life full of transformation. Welcome back to the podcast. Kenzie Burke here, coming to you live from my space. Wow, I have so much to say and to share. First of all, I'm doing this cleanse right now, this 7-day cleanse, and it is such a expander. And I did it for the reasons that I did it for what I am experiencing right now. And I just, it's furthermore just such confirmation. It's just so amazing what we can tap and what we can embody and what we can cultivate by using our vessel, by using our human bodies to transform. And if I'm not making too much sense on this episode, apologies. The veil is very thin because I haven't had solid foods in a few days. But I mentioned this in last week's episode that I said I wanted to do this cleanse. I've done it about, I think it's like 5 times now, and I'm actually leading one of my friends as I'm doing it. She's doing it with me, and I'm leading her through it. And I've been making, so it's an enzyme cleanse. It's an enzyme 7-day enzyme cleanse. I'm linking it in the show notes, you guys. It's in the show notes. And you fast on day 1 and day 6, and you get into the small intestine, or you get into the intestinal walls, and then you also get into the liver. So you release mucus plaque, you release parasites, you release gallstones, and these enzymes have been fermented for many, many years. So they're a very powerful, strong medicine. This cleanse truly has the ability to completely transform your health. I know a lot of people, even people who've been diagnosed with cancer, and I'm not a doctor, blah, blah, blah. Don't, you know, do what I say, but a lot of people who have really suffered from severe illnesses and stuff have been really cured from this cleanse, and or not just this cleanse, but it's been a part of their healing journey. And I love to do it. I think I'm going to do it at least twice a year. Just, it's such a powerful reset. When you see things coming out of you, you're like, whoa, that was inside of me. How is that even possible? And then something I love so much about this cleanse is I've really made it my own. And as I've taken my friend through it this time, watching her completely be in awe and transformed by the different purees I've been making, something I didn't love about this cleanse was there wasn't much guidance on like what you can and should eat. But if you know me, you know I love playing around with the human body. So I started making different smoothies and different purees and different by using different ingredients to enhance the process. So I've been making this one smoothie, and it's like after you have it, you're just like, oh my God, I literally have to go to the bathroom. And it's been like helping us excavate stuff from the deepest level of our being. And anyways, just seeing her fall in love with food in a whole new way in this way of eating. I've been eating in a way inspired from this cleanse for the past 2 years. And the recipes I make, and I've shared them on Body Forward before. I've shared programs inspired by this cleanse before. But really, it's my lifestyle. It's how I eat now. And being able to really witness my friend see the magic and the power and just getting the reflection in from her about how magical it is. It's been so invigorating, and it's just lit such a fire up within me. And through this, like when you're clearing out the body and when you are creating more space inside your system, and the veil is a lot thinner, and I've been doing all my meditations and all the breath practices and everything in Body Forward, and just seeing the power that I'm able to tap from this space brings so much clarity and so much space. And I've been getting so many profound downloads. And one of them is just that, just to further my work in the world, it's just that I am unapologetic about wanting to be in truth. And I think that's what I really help other people do, is know themselves on the deepest of levels. And that's what I want for myself. And that's what I want for the world. That's what I want for you. And that's just how I've been since I was born. It's like, how can I live in the utmost truth of who I am? How can I know myself? How can I live with integrity? How can I live with courage, being bold, with being strong, with living the richest life experience I can possibly live? That's why I care so much about what I eat. That's why I care so much about my health. That's why I care so much about breathing, about knowing myself. It's why I don't stop, even in the darkest moments. It's like I don't stop because there's a way to live this rich life, and I do. And what's really just come through is like finally bridging through everything, bridging together everything, all of me. And you've seen me, if you're listening to this podcast, like, you know, it's food, it's breathing, it's movement, it's our thoughts. I'll make clothing. I've made coffee. I've made cacao. I'd love to make more products. I want to keep making clothing. Like, there's all these things that I love. And, you know, many times we like, you know, put ourselves in boxes, and we have to be this and we have to do this. And it's like, I'm just at this place through this cleanse where I feel so just inspired to take it all and own all of it and bring it into unity. Because through this cleanse, I'm like, wow, I really want to share my version of this cleanse. I really want to put all these purees and all these smoothies and all these different modalities in a program. I've been wanting to make this program for so long, called Holy Body, for people who want to do this enzyme cleanse, and then they can use these recipes with it, or they could also just do it as a standalone to reset and tap into their holy body. And meditation is also such a huge part. Like when you're going through a portal like this, there's so much spiritual, we have so much, the veil is so thin that my veil is really thin. When the veil is really thin, we are able to tap different realms and go so much deeper because we don't have anything bogging us down. And we're also releasing, you know, it's no longer serving. So it's a beautiful time to go inward. And anyways, that's all to say, I just have been getting so clear on how I want to just keep adding to the Body Forward platform, and how I really just want to fully embody how I live and just share that from my heart, and fully just like fuck what everyone else is doing, you know, because sometimes you can look around and be like, well, they do it this way and I have to do it this way. And I mean, that's just not me. And I just care so deeply about living from my heart, and I care so deeply about living from truth, and I care so deeply about helping other people live and know themselves on the deepest of levels. And I just want to share all of that. And yeah, so that's what's really come through, is just to keep going in the way I have, but to be so much even on a deeper level in tune with what is lighting me up, what I am doing, how I'm living my life, and just sharing from that space, using the courage and the boldness and the strength and the vitality that I create within, and just sharing that and letting it be a full-blown lifestyle. So anyways, I don't know why I'm sharing all this. I just have gotten waves of inspiration and just have been seeing my own strengths and my own gifts. And it's really cool when we can see ourselves. And it's really cool to feel lit up, to be able to share it and just to be in such a space of truth with it. I also did a Q&A on Instagram, and this is a perfect segue because I wanted to talk about relationships in this episode. I spoke about this last week in my solo episode, but this eclipse has a lot to do with relationships. So a lot of relationship stuff can be coming up because we have had it in Libra. We've had it in Aries. So we had the first eclipse on March 25th in Libra, and then the second eclipse on April 8th in Aries. And Libra is relationships, you know, the we, the balance, and Aries is the I, myself, and the warrior, and really standing in our truth and our sovereignty, and it's the individual. And so, you know, a lot of those themes have been coming up for me, and my North Node is also in Libra, so I really gravitate towards, well, our North Node in our chart is what we should be reaching for in this lifetime. It's what's going to bring us fulfillment, and it's where we're headed in this lifetime. And then our South Node is where we've been, who we've been in past lives, what is more comfortable for us, what we naturally gravitate towards being. And so my South Node is in Aries, and then my Sun sign is in Aries. So I have a lot of Aries placements. So relationships have really been my work in this lifetime. And if you listen to last week's episodes, you know that it's what I want the most, and like romantically. And there's just been so much beauty in relationship during this time for me. So I want to share a couple of things. One was, it was my birthday, and I, on March 26th, and I gathered some friends for a birthday celebration here in Austin. And I had the most beautiful night of my entire life. I allowed myself to be so seen, and it was such a testament to seeing myself, and such a testament to the practices that I've done every day. And I only bring that up because when you get to know yourself, when you get to know your breath, when you get to know the intimate parts of your entire being, when you get to feel your pain, when you get to move through it, when you get to sit with yourself, the deepest parts of yourself each and every day, you start to cultivate this softness, this knowing of who you are. And for me, it's just really helped my walls come down, not trying to be strong or not trying. It's just helped me really like be in the truth of who I am and what I want and why I'm here. And as a result, it's helped me just be more vulnerable. And I gathered these women for my birthday. And it was so emotional because last year, 9 months ago, I felt so alone. I felt like I didn't want to live anymore. I felt like there was no point. I was so malnourished from connection, from love, and I just always knew that there were people out there who wanted what I wanted and lived how I lived, which is from a space of heart, from a space of unconditional love, from a space of being able to really see another because they see themselves. And I always knew that, but I was just so burned out. I just wasn't finding it. And my soul rejects anything that's not in the highest frequency of truth and love. And so, you know, I've struggled with relationships because if I don't feel another in their own truth or coming from a space of love, then I really reject the experience. And that's my work too. You know, I'm not blaming anyone. That's really definitely my work. And it's been my work with a lot of people, you know, and myself. It's not even about other people. It's like myself, like why, you know, how can I learn to, there's that end of the spectrum. And then there's also just you are who you surround yourself with is so important, right? And there's a part of my soul. I'm also, though I'm bold and I'm strong, I'm also have a very, 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 very sensitive soul and sensitive being. And I can't fake things and I can't fake feelings. And if something feels crunchy and off and not good, I really can sense it. And it really affects me, and like it probably affects all of us. You know, it's just some of us are more turned on to our senses than others. And anyways, I just always I always wanted people like that and around me. And this summer, I, by the grace of God, got to Austin, Texas, and got really welcomed by a community of beautiful women. And so at my birthday, I was in such a fragile state in this eclipse portal, you know, relationship stuff's coming up. And I was mirrored back to me love and who I am. And every woman there said the kindest things to me, and they all cried, and I cried, and I got the most beautiful gifts, and I just got showered in love, and I just felt so seen and so held by women and by a community. And it was such a big moment for me because I think that's what that's what I have been searching for my whole life. And it was a huge moment to see that I created that. I did it. I stayed the track and I kept going when it was really hard to keep going. And it was just such a testament to the work I've done on myself because we're all reflections. And so where we're at is what is being mirrored to us is also our energy, right? And I was just so mirrored. I was such a vibrational match and frequency for this love that I've also cultivated from within. And it was just a monumental time for me and so moment for me. And I also just cried the whole night because, you know, I'm still working through things. I'm still processing my own pains. I'm still having to alchemize areas in my life that are really tough. And I'm still doing that. I'm not, you know, we all are, but like I'm still really in it. And so I was just really fragile this night as well. Like I didn't even want to go because I just felt really in my feels this particular night. And I went and I just allowed myself to be a mess in the most beautiful way. And I allowed myself to be showered in love, and I allowed myself to cry, and I allowed myself to receive the kind words that each of these women were saying to me. And I allowed myself to hug them after and to just bawl. And it felt so good. It really did. And it felt like such an opening to love for me romantically. And it felt like, you know, I mean, I mentioned this last week, but I've had some really tough family things that's made me feel really alone. And it's been a big bummer, you know, and having to settle into the truth, you know, like when things aren't what you think they're going to look like and you don't know, like, fuck, how's my wedding going to go? Or when I have a baby, you know, what's going to happen? Like, because, you know, I don't have like the traditional family situation anymore. And just to see that, like, we can create our families and we can create our soul family. And for me to just experience that was so big after being alone for so long. And so, yeah, I wanted to share that because that came up for me around relationships and just, you know, really sharing that it's possible and how important it is for all of us to, like I just said, to work on ourselves, to know ourselves, to learn how to love ourselves, to learn how to be in our utmost truth and in our integrity. And honestly, I mean, I hate to say it, but to keep working on yourselves and to keep breaking down your own heart wall and being able to be with the softness and the sweetness and being able to see yourself, then you're able to be seen by others and you're able to attract what feels true to and for you. It's so, so beautiful. And I was doing a Q&A on Instagram this weekend and I got a question that really triggered me. And then I thought, oh, this is so perfect because I'm recording this episode on relationships and I can share this. And at the same time, when we're feeling triggered, it's great to lean in to, you know, why that triggered us. And so someone said, they asked me this question or they wrote this to me. We've seen so many people come in and out of your life. What are your thoughts on that? And I was just kind of like, A, who's so many people? B, just because I don't post someone on Instagram doesn't mean they're not in my life. And C, why is that such a bad thing? Like, I am unapologetic to live in truth. I will do fucking anything to live and be in my truth. I will do anything to live an aligned life. I will do anything to live a rich life. I'm not going to settle for something that doesn't feel good in my body. Just like I'm not going to eat shit that makes me sick. Just like I'm not going to not fucking sit down every day or move my body or do my breath practice because it heals me each and every day. It helps me know myself. Do I want to do it every day? Fuck no. I wake up and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do it. But I sit down and do it, or I move my body and I do it. I move my breath, this practice. I do it because it helps. I see the return investment on it. And I've come so far in my life and I've made so many choices and sacrifices. I've walked away from a lot of things that didn't feel good in my body. And I will not live a life with dis-ease. And I also am not cold-hearted. I have so much love in my system. I am so sensitive. I care so deeply. The relationship that I was in high school for 3 years, thought love of my life, would have jumped off a bridge for this person. I still have dreams about this person 3 nights a week. Have not seen this person in 12 years. Have not talked to this person in 12 years. So I only bring that up because I don't share that from being a desensitized human. I care so much about humanity. I care so much about people. I care so deeply about truth and love. And at the same time, I have a bullshit meter. And if that bullshit meter goes off, I'm not staying. in something that doesn't feel good. And that doesn't mean someone's bad. That does not mean that I'm a bad person. That doesn't mean that the other person's a bad person. That just means it's not going to work for me. Just like if I were to eat a food that was making me vomit or making me sick, if I had an allergic reaction to a food, I would stop eating it. Why would I live with that reaction every day? And that also doesn't mean that I'm not willing to work through things for the sake of love, because I do and I am. However, I also have had deep, deep, deep relationship wounds. I have had deep. Here's another thing I really want to bring up is that, you know, some people go through romantic relationship stuff with another, a partner. If you, you know, date men, I'm just, for the sake of that, I'm going to just use that example. If you are into men, someone will be with a man and the relationship will be abusive, verbally or physically, whatever. And that's a very quote unquote normal thing for us to kind of talk about in the society and have compassion for. I have not necessarily experienced those kind of relationships with males, but I have with females. That's been my path. That's been my dharma. That's been my life experience. I also have worked through some deep mother stuff. And so I have been a vibrational match for some of these relationships, and not necessarily the relationship itself or the person itself, but the dynamic that it causes a certain type of dynamic that I have recycled and experienced many times that stems from this place of, from my mother stuff. And it's happened a couple times. And I'm very aware of it now. And I had the end all be all this past fall with it. Just, you know, a big rock bottom with one of these relationships, and a huge mirror of, you know, where that unhealed part of me was attracting this type of dynamic, and it was super unhealthy, and I knew it, you know, and I could feel it leading up to that, and it was causing chaos in my life. And it was a catapult to a lot of the deep healing that I've done, and a catapult to moving to Austin, a catapult into changing my internal state to then be a vibrational match for the relationships that I have been cultivating here, and, you know, for really looking within. And also what I want to say is, like, setting deep boundaries, because if we're experiencing something over and over, whether it be a relationship dynamic or, you know, a reaction to food or a pattern in our life or a job, like we keep getting the same type of job and the same thing keeps happening in the job, or we keep finding ourselves in the same romantic relationship, same friendship, you get what I'm saying? It that comes from a place of us not healing a part of ourselves or taking the disciplined action of trusting our gut, trusting our intuition, and setting the biggest thing is setting boundaries and having self-respect. Because a lot of the times, if we're experiencing something over and over and we're aware of it, where are we not having the self-respect to put our foot down and say no more? And setting boundaries and, yeah, just setting boundaries. And I really finally set a boundary with myself and with the universe and with God, and was like, you know what? I'm worthy of not experiencing this anymore. I'm worthy of not having this happen in my life anymore. And I had to really embody that worthiness. And then as a result, you know, making a choice to cut ties and to move forward and with love, sending love, you know, but not going to stay in something that feels toxic. And if it's toxic for you, chances are it's toxic for the other person, or it's toxic for anything that's involved. You know, everything is energy. And it really comes down to self-respect. And when you have that self-respect for yourself and you're making decisions that maybe the outside world doesn't understand, you have to let go a little bit. It doesn't matter what other people think. You know, you have to trust yourself. You have to trust your intuition. You have to trust your gut that the reason why you're making these choices is for the highest good of all. And you have to really know yourself, because I know I'm a deep lover. I know I'm such a loyal friend. I am so passionate. I will lick the floor anyone that I love deeply walks on. I'll do anything for them. And I'll also do anything for me. And I'm really owning that as well. And I hope that you as a listener will do anything for yourself. You know, anything I share, whether it be these words, whether it be the practice on Body Forward, whether it be a recipe, truly comes from this space of hoping that you feel, you can feel the worthiness within your being and in yourself. And yeah, so I've just been pondering a lot about all of this, and then getting that question. You know, I've been seeing the boundaries I've set, the ones that have been really hard, even, you know, some with my own family, which is just like so fucking hard to do. And, you know, just seeing also the results of that, like how much richer my life is getting, how much more aligned I'm getting, how I'm really like how I'm really cultivating my life from a space that feels really, 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 really true, really raw, really good, and really what I've wanted. Because not living like this was making me sick. And that's what happens when we don't listen. You know, that's what happens when we aren't in our integrity. That's what happens when we're not aligned. We get dis-ease, autoimmune diseases, anxiety. It's all just the universe trying to be like, hey, 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 you are not aligned. You are not aligned. So, you know, I see the return investment on these choices. And I just find it to be fascinating that it can be such a negative thing in our society and in our culture to move forward from things that aren't working, or relationships that aren't working. And I saw, you know, I just felt in that question, because I got many questions about relationships, and I mean, about relationships I've shared publicly and why I'm not in them anymore. And I can't address it further than that, because I'm not going to, you know, put anyone who doesn't want to be in the spotlight in the spotlight. I can only speak for myself, and I can only be in my own integrity, and I can only speak from my own heart. And like I said, with love, I have a lot of love for people and anyone that I've been in any sort of relationship with, any sort of communication with, I have a lot of love for them. And I won't live a life that is hurting or that has toxicity. And I obviously play my part. I am the first to admit that I have had some blind spots around relationships and love, and some wounds from childhood, and you know, but it also takes two to tango, and it takes two people to create a energetic situation that isn't good. And so I share all of this as we're, you know, in this eclipse portal that's heightening relationships and all of that. And I share this all because I just find it to be so important that we are auditing and being in our truths of and our sovereignty, and allowing ourselves to really listen to what is inside, and allowing ourselves to build the life of our dreams with the kind of relationships that feel really good, and being unapologetic about that. You don't have to hurt other people to do that. You do not have to hurt other people to do that. But yeah, I see the return investment on holding the line and trusting when something doesn't feel good, and leaving toxicity and seeing the beauty that is coming into my life and the people that I am now attracting and the experiences that I am having now in relationships. It's worth it. And maybe not everyone's like me. You know, I'm just someone who, like, I can't be friends. I have to be able to go deep. Like, even dating, it's like, if you cannot go deep and go to the depths, like, I can't even be on this date. And that's just who I am. And you know, not everyone's like that. And if you're not like that, great. Great. But I want depth. I want depth. And I have been able to cultivate that. And whatever that is that you want in your life, you will be able to cultivate that if you declare that that's what you want, and you really listen to the signs, and you follow them. And then the last thing I just really wanted to say about relationships that I've been noticing through this time is also just where I've overextended myself in ways that hurt me, that feel hurtful. In ways that I give so much of my heart, or I share a lot of things, and then it's not, the energy's not returned. I guess that's where I'm going. Like, I've been relationships where the energy is not reciprocated, and I feel malnourished. That's been really, really heightened for me, and I've been just lightly setting boundaries around those relationships too, not in the sense of like buy peace out, but where can I pull the reins back, and where is this coming from for me, and why am I feeling triggered by this, right? Like, where am I overextending myself because I feel like I need to give something and then I don't feel it in return, so then I'm feeling frustrated and mad about this situation. So it's like, okay, why am I feeling the need to overextend myself in the first place? And where's that coming from? And that kind of dynamic has been really heightened. And so, yeah, not always in relationships do we have to be like, bye, don't ever talk to me again. And sometimes it can just be like, hey, I'm going to shift how I'm showing up in this dynamic. And yeah, that's been really heightened for me. So, wow. Hope I didn't say too much. Like I said, I'm in this like cleansing portal during this eclipse time. I'm recording this on the eclipse day. And I've just, yeah, I've had like the deepest meditation practices this week, the deepest breathwork practices this week, and just the utmost clarity. And at the same time, feeling like ethereal, like, so hard to not say the word like, feeling ethereal. But I really did want to address the relationship stuff because, yeah, I guess I just find it fascinating that we as a culture and we as humans put so much pressure on ourselves to stay in things that don't feel good. But like I said, if we're like allergic to a food or an environment has mold in it, you know, we are the first to stop doing that or leaving that space, leaving that place. And I guess for me, I just want to share how I have love in my heart and I have an unapologetic will to live a life that feels really good, and how possible it is to do that by making choices that maybe not everyone will approve of, and just how worth it is on the other side. That's truly what I feel in this moment, that it's so worth it on the other side of making choices that are hard. It really is. And the more you get to know yourself, the more you get to trust yourself, the more, and you do that by somatics, which just means going into the body, by learning your breath, learning how to use your breath, by learning how to feel your emotions, by learning how to be with yourself, moving your body, moaning, letting anger out, letting rage out, you know, everything that I speak about in the practice, eating with the utmost respect for your body so that you can really be in tune with how you feel. You can have more space to be able to listen to your intuition, to your gut, to your inner knowing. The more you can do all of these things, the more you can trust yourself, the more you can love yourself, the more you can cultivate a deep sense of self-respect, the more you can see the patterns in which you're attracting the same kind of relationship that feels toxic and abusive to your soul. Not blaming the other person when I say that. It's an energy that can be created from two people who are hurt. It's totally okay. But the more you can recognize that that's happening, the more you can make choices from a space of truth, and the more you can attract what is in the highest good for you and the highest good of your soul. Okay, I'm going to go because now I feel like saying the same thing. I've got some great guests coming up in the next upcoming episodes. I can't wait for you to listen to them. Send you so much love. Prosperity Challenge has been so amazing. I kicked it off. The Prosperity Challenge that's in the Body Forward platform, it's a 7-day challenge where there's meditations, movement, and breath practices that open us up to being in a state of receiving prosperity. And I kicked it off with a live call last week, and it was one of the most powerful things I've ever hosted. I felt so moved by it, and hearing all of your reactions was just so phenomenal to host. You can still go into the Body Forward platform and begin this challenge at any time. Of course, there's the daily practice. All of these practices are also in there for you to do every day. A lot of them are what I'm doing every day right now. And then for May, I'm going to make Holy Body, which is going to be inspired by this cleanse and this portal I'm in right now with it, which is these recipes. We're going to talk about cleansing on a deeper level, you know, some of the stuff I've done during this time, like enemas, but really just a guide also of these purees, these recipes for anyone who really wants to kind of tap into this space that I've been speaking of this week. And then meditations and breaths and different ways to deepen the experience. So more daily practices. I'm going to have that be our May challenge and May offering. And then I add to the Body Forward platform different practices and breaths and all of that, movements every single week. So that's where I'm at. And that's where I pour my heart. Where I pour my heart. Someone also asked me in my Q&A how to get closure from a breakup when there isn't the other, another doesn't, when the other isn't willing to have the closure. Someone asked me that. And, you know, I've had that with one really intense romantic breakup 12 years ago. I've had that one with a friend, really, really hard one with a friend recently. And then I've had that with my family. And my answer to that question was, you can't always get it from another because it takes two to tango, but you can heal your heart. And everything that I share, especially the practices, the daily practices that I share, are all things I've done to help heal my heart and that I do to help heal my heart. And I'm going to leave it at that, because we can't change anyone else, but we can heal our hearts. Love you all so much. Thank you for listening. See you in the platform. See you on Instagram. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you gave it a rating and review. For my method, you can go to bodyforward.com. This is a Kundalini activated daily practice that will quite literally transform your life from the inside out. It awakens any energy that is available to us in our bodies that is waiting to be activated and to come alive, helps us remove density from the body, and most importantly, create our lives and our path forward. This method has truly transformed my life, and I'm so grateful that I get to share it with you every single week and be a part of your daily practice. I share new classes weekly, live stream classes. It's a powerful practice set to music. We do movement, we do breath, we do a lot of Kundalini activation, and I can't say enough good, amazing things about this practice. And it's not just me who feels this way. The reviews and testimonials from all of you just sharing how it's helped you move your life forward has been so phenomenal. And I'm just so endlessly grateful. So you can go to bodyforward.com, sign up for the membership. We offer a free 7-day trial, so you can come give it a try. I can't wait to see you there. For all things Kenzie Burke, you can go to @KenzieBurke on Instagram, and I will see you on the next episode.